Welcome to Living Your Life by Design, a conversation of self, health, and wealth with the sole purpose of advancing and enhancing the lives of women. And now, your host, certified career consultant, life coach, and author. Welcome to Living Your Life by Design, a conversation of self, health, and wealth with the sole purpose of advancing and enhancing the lives of women. And now, your host, certified career consultant, life coach, and author, Kathy Holloway Hill.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our show. I am Kathy Holloway Hill, and you are listening to Living Your Life by Design. I am absolutely thrilled to have the opportunity to spend the next hour with you on this Hump Day Wednesday. And I'm coming to you from the Midwest, and the weather here in Indiana has been very cold and rainy over the past several days. But I am so much looking forward to spring, and I hope it arrives soon because it can't come a minute too soon for me. Now, I will be bringing on my co-host into the show shortly, Mr. Tony Lamont. But first, I would like to start out on this brand new debut show by introducing myself and sharing with you a little bit about my background. The show's title, Living by Design, is very near and dear to me because it focuses on the premise that we live our lives by our own design rather than by accident or just falling into a situation. When we live our lives by design, by our own choosing, because we do have choices, we live a much more fulfilling and meaningful life. So that's why I chose that topic for my show. When I started my career in the technology industry over 20 years ago, I always knew there was something more that I was supposed to do with my life. I knew there was a purpose for my existence. Now, the technology industry has provided outstanding career and growth opportunities for me, and I'm grateful and blessed for that. I manage and support a multi-million-dollar network infrastructure, which includes voice communications, data, wide area network, video, internet. And for those of you who have a desire to understand and learn more about technology, we do plan to feature that topic on one of our upcoming shows further down the road, so stay tuned for that. But as far as my desires to mentor and coach, I always knew there was something more that I was supposed to do with my life besides just the technology career. I've always been a mentor and a motivational person by nature, and it's just always come natural for me to motivate, inspire, and encourage others to live to their full potential. And this desire moved me into my current business as a certified career consultant, life coach, and author. And my sole purpose and mission is to enhance and advance the lives of not only women, but anyone that I can share my knowledge and experience with. And I feel Blog Talk Radio is an outstanding forum to share my expertise with the world. And I am so passionate to be able to do that. So that's what brings me here today, and I am so excited to begin our first show here on this journey to enhance and advance your self, health, and wealth, and I think you will be very pleased with the topics that we have coming up on our show today as well as our future shows, and you will find us here every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, so please mark that in your favorites. Also, please feel free to communicate with me anytime with your thoughts, success stories, testimonials. I would love to hear from you. You know, they say it takes a village to raise a child. Well, I also believe it takes a nation to help make the world a better place, and we can all learn from each other. So please feel free to share your stories. You can reach me on my website at www.chollowayhill.com. And my email is Kathy, with a C, Kathy@chollowayhill.com. So let's all benefit from each other and share our stories. So right now, I'd like to bring on my co-host, Mr. Tony Lamont. Are you there, Tony? Okay, let's try this again.
Are you there, Kathy?
Hello, Tony. I'm here.
How are you this evening?
I am doing great. I am so happy to have you join us here today.
Well, it's my pleasure. I was so excited when you asked me to be a part of this wonderful program and this wonderful project. I've spent quite a few years in the broadcast industry on the commercial side, and to get an opportunity to share this forum and these forums with you is my pleasure.
That's great. That's great. And I'm just going to tell our listeners a little bit about your background, Tony. As Tony stated, he's been in the broadcasting industry for many years. He's a broadcast icon, in my opinion. And Tony's bio is so impressively extensive. I won't even go into all of the specifics, but just some of the highlights. He's been a radio personality, a TV game show host personality. Tony has emceed many events with too many celebrities to name, including Presidents Bill Clinton and our current President George W. Bush, and so many different activities that Tony has been involved in. And I'm just really absolutely thrilled to have Tony here with us today. So welcome. I'm thrilled.
My pleasure.
So,
definitely my pleasure.
Tony, I know my listeners are probably wondering why I selected a male co-host to discuss women's issues. And I just want to let all my listeners know the opinion I have on that is I feel like it's good to always get a man's perspective on women's issues because typically there's a man involved in just about every aspect of our lives. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Right, exactly. I mean, when we talk about marriage, relationships, family issues, we all have either sons, brothers, fathers, coworkers. They're in some way, men touch our lives in so many different ways. So I feel like we can get Tony's perspective from a male point of view as well as my perspective, and that will fill in the gaps and be able to just really provide an outstanding forum to bring as much knowledge as we can to our listeners. So we're really excited about that. Tag team, that's what we're going to do.
Absolutely.
So Tony, let's give our listeners an overview of some of the expected upcoming shows that we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks. And, of course, as I stated earlier, the purpose of our show is to visit a number of topics that will enhance and advance the lives of women, as well as men, because, you know, there are a lot of topics that we're going to visit that will be very beneficial for men as well. So self, health, and wealth will be the theme, and those will be the three categories that we will focus on going forward. So, Tony, I'm just going to kind of talk about some of the topics in those three categories. And I'm going to save some of the topics in the self category for last because I think we may want to elaborate a little bit on some of those.
Okay.
But as far as our health topics, we're going to focus on issues such as dieting, fitness, some exercise topics, relaxation techniques, meditation, yoga, exercise, all of the things that are going to enhance our health. And we're going to have quite a few guests that are going to be featured on our upcoming shows that are experts in those areas, and they'll be able to give their perspective, and you'll also have an opportunity to call in and ask questions and speak to any of those guests that we have on our show at that time. And so, Tony, as
yeah.
far as the area of self, there are so many different areas, topics under that category that we could delve into. I would just like to ask you a question.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
In your experience, because I know there are a lot of females in your life.
Oh, yes. I'm surrounded by females. I've got three daughters, right?
Okay. And I knew that. I knew you have three daughters, and I'm sure you probably have a lot of female friends, aunts, cousins that are women. In your opinion, what do you see as some of the biggest obstacles or challenges that women struggle with?
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges that women struggle with is self-esteem and pride. Those things that have affected them as a child, those things that they've gone through, relationships, whether they were interpersonal relationships growing up or relationships that they've had with someone as an adult, those things affect how they feel about themselves, how they feel about what's going on in their lives, and it reflects in every other relationship they seem to have.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. I think if we could get a better handle on that, I think a lot of the problems would pretty much resolve themselves, because I think that you're right. You hit on exactly the key. I think that's where it starts. Now, I know one of the topics that I really want to delve deeper into, one of the first things I want to tackle in our first upcoming show, or first few upcoming shows, is the topics of relationships. There are a lot of friends in my life and a lot of people that I come in contact with, well, actually females and males, but more so females. They just don't seem to understand how to find Mr. Right. There are a lot of women that I know in their 40s and 50s that have never had a successful relationship. They've never been married, and they tell me they just don't know how to go about finding the right person. Now, you being a man and you being a male, I'm sure you probably don't have a problem with that, but in your opinion, what do you think some of the things are, some of the methods of being able to find the right person? Or I know a lot of times we women trip ourselves up and, you know, we can get in our own way, but what do you think are some of the biggest issues that we face not being able to find that right person?
Well, you know, Kathy, and we've had discussions in preparation for the show. We've had many discussions about different kinds of things and relationships. One of the biggest challenges when it comes to finding Mr. Right is understanding that Mr. Right isn't Mr. Right now. And once you realize that Mr. Right isn't Mr. Right now, that means that it takes patience. It takes time. And a man will show you who he is. He will show you who he is relatively quickly in the relationship. But if you go into the relationship and you go, and I'm not an expert, but I've had my share, and I am a man.
Absolutely.
So I'm speaking from a man's standpoint, but and there are many different perspectives. But so many men go into relationships for various reasons, and what you want to do is try to recognize and understand up front what those reasons are.
Exactly.
Once you come to the determination what those reasons are, because a man will show you. Now, if he's an actor, if he's a pretender, if he plays around and those kinds of things, it's not going to take very long for you to see those kinds of things. And then here's one of the challenges when it comes to some women thinking. That is, well, I'll stick around because guess what? I can change him.
Yes.
And in most cases, that's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
I agree. I definitely have had my challenges where relationships are concerned. I was married for several years, many years. I won't say how many, but and it was a challenge for me. It started out okay, but then, you know, things started to happen, and it's something that you learn. And this is what I have discovered from my experience, and this is the wisdom that I have gained from my experience. When you learn the lesson, when you realize what you did wrong and you realize what you did right, that should be the key to carry you into the next situation and help you know what not to do and what to do in the next scenario so that you don't repeat the same mistake over again.
Right. When you take a look at a relationship, every relationship's going to have its trials and tribulations. That's without a doubt. That's where the learning comes in. If there was a perfect relationship, we would all be able to model ourselves after that relationship. Those interpersonal relationships that you're with someone, it's it's subject to those things that are unique to that relationship between mm-hmm. that man and that woman or whomever. But the
right.
truth is you've got to recognize what's going on with you. And I know here's my thing. The most common denominator in any relationship that isn't working, if you've been in several relationships and you can't figure out what's wrong in those relationships, the common denominator in those various relationships is you. So
yeah,
maybe the first person that you need to take a look at is you and take
a
look at those things that you maybe need to work on.
I agree. I have a lot of quotes and I have a lot of motivational, inspirational notes that I jot down whenever I come across, because I read a lot of articles and I've also written a few books of my own, which we will talk more about in future shows. But one of the things that really stuck with me, and I think it's very key for our listeners to hear and understand, is that everything that is happening at this moment in time is a result of the choices we've made in the past.
Good quote. Absolutely. That's absolutely true.
And you notice I said choices. Everything that is happening at this moment is a result of the choices, because we have choices. And I think that's the key for a lot of people, is that they don't realize that they do have choices and that they're in control of these choices. And I know a lot of people come to me and say, oh, I'm miserable and I just don't understand. Suffering is not a punishment. It's a result.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's a result of whatever choice you made that should have been made differently.
Absolutely. But one of the biggest challenges with those choices, once you make the choices and you take a look at yourself making the choices,
mm-hmm.
honesty with yourself is key.
You have to be
totally honest with yourself, because mm-hmm. one of the challenges that anyone, whether it's a man or a woman, when you're taking a look at yourself and what you're dealing with, you
mm-hmm.
have to be honest with what you've done and what you need to do. And we
Absolutely.
Have a tendency to lie to ourselves. We lie
right.
to other folks and we lie to ourselves. But the most detrimental thing that you can do is lie to yourself, because that means that you're not working from a truthful place when you're trying to have a truthful relationship. It's an impossibility. If you've started to lie within yourself, it's impossible to have a successful relationship, because it started with a lie from you.
Yeah, I agree. Honesty is the first chapter in the book of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And until you're honest with yourself, you will never, ever be able to move to chapter two, because that's where it all begins. You are so right with that. And I think that is a challenge for a lot of people, because nobody wants to be viewed as a failure. I totally understand that. But until we can get a better grasp on honesty and look inside ourselves and change whatever is not working right, then we're always going to be doomed to repeat it over and over and over.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I think those are going to be really key discussions. We have some really great guests coming up in our next few weeks that are going to be talking about dating, relationships, finding Mr. Right. I even have someone coming up on a future show within the next few weeks to talk about speed dating. I know that's a new up-and-coming phenomenon. Well, what's your opinion about speed dating, Tony? Do you believe in it or not believe in it?
Well, I've had an opportunity to MC some speed dating events, and it's always unique to watch the process. Because people will sit and think that within a 3 to 4 to 5 minute period, they can make a determination of whether or not they want to be in that person's presence for longer than that. And clearly, if a person is a good actor or actress, I can convince you to stick around with me. I can say the right things in the time frame that I need to do that speed date. So you truly, it's like a profile when you go to one of these dating sites. It's like a profile. Unless you tell the truth, you're not going to get a truthful person. So I consider that a speed date. So for me, the speed dating process, it's fun. It's exciting. You get an opportunity to see quite a few individuals. But if you're looking for an individual to spend quality time with, and in some cases spend your life with, I don't want to speed into to the rest of my life. I want to take a slow pace so I can understand the growth, not only within myself, but with the person that I'm hoping to be with. So speed dating's fun, but it's not something I recommend if you want to do it on a long distance or a longevity kind of relationship.
Okay, I got you. Okay, all right, yeah. Well, we do have someone coming on further down the line in one of our upcoming shows about that, so I'm really curious to see how our listeners are going to enjoy that. Another very special guest that I'm going to be having on the show soon is involved in what she calls professional matchmaking. And have you ever heard of that? Have you ever been involved in that?
Is that kind of like the Hitch, the motion picture Hitch, where he hooks people up and gives them the ability to have a great relationship? Is that what that kind of is?
It's very similar to that. You've heard of all the online dating sites, Match.com, eHarmony, and those types of sites.
Right.
Well, this individual has a professional dating service in Beverly Hills, California, and she has specific clients that she works with, and she's somewhat of a what I would call a go-between. Instead of individuals logging on to these dating sites and looking at the picture of someone that they find attractive and then they meet the person and they're nothing like the picture portrayed, she interviews both parties and she makes sure that whatever they advertise is what the person actually gets. So she's going to explain that. She's also written a bestseller book, and it's entitled Excuse Me, Your Soulmate is Waiting, and I think I love that title.
It's
a great title. So she's going to be coming on talking about that, and you know we're gonna hear from her within the next week or so, and see what that's about. Now I'm going to just go to the phone here real quick and take a caller. I have a caller that is chomping at the bit to ask a question. So caller. Area code 850, you're on the air.
Hey, how's everybody?
Hey, we're doing fine. How are you?
That's good. I was just calling to say hello to everyone.
Okay.
And,
you have a question?
Actually, I was trying to find out the topic that you're on. I had a time trying to get in and all.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
our topic is this is a debut show,
and we're
just kind of going over all of the upcoming topics that we're going to be featuring on our shows in the next few weeks. So we're just kind of going through an overview right now. So please stick around and listen. We'd love to have you hang around.
Okay. Now, will you be doing topics on relationships in the future?
Absolutely. We will be covering that quite a bit. That's what Tony and I were just talking about here just now. We'll have plenty guest bestseller book authors and relationship experts coming on to talk to us about that. So stay tuned.
Okay. Well, maybe I can leave your website because I authored a book a couple of months ago, and I just wanted to introduce it if possible. It's entitled Getting Along With You Know Who.
Great. Great title.
It's a book on challenged relationships, helping to empower Christian individuals to overcome challenged relationships with individuals who tend to get under their skin.
That sounds wonderful.
It's going well so far.
Very, very good. Well, send me an email note. I'm going to be announcing I announced my email address earlier in the show when we first started out, but I'm going to be announcing that again a little bit later on. And stick around, and you'll be able to just contact me. I'd love to hear from you.
Okay, good.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Uh-huh. So, Tony, some of the other topics that we're going to be focusing on are going to be in the areas of marriage, divorce, blended families. I know that's one of the topics that are going to be pretty well received because a lot of people are trying marriage a second and even a third time, and sometimes blended families can be pretty challenging. The statistics say that first marriages typically end in divorce 62% of the time. Second marriages end in divorce 68% of the time. And third marriages end in divorce 72% of the time.
Yeah, I think one of the challenges with any of those situations, particularly the second and third marriages, particularly when there's adolescents involved, adolescent children,
mm-hmm.
are setting those ground rules. And
sure.
setting the ground rules and who is going to be the disciplinarian. A step-parent can't come in and change things, so it has to be a team effort. And there's so many different things that affect those relationships because you are bringing something, for lack of a better term, you're bringing baggage to the marriage. We all bring something, but in many instances, that second or third marriage, you're bringing other things that normally wouldn't be there. You normally develop those things in the first marriage, whereas now you've not only developed them in your first marriage, but in your second marriage, and you're bringing them to your third marriage. So
sure.
so that'll be interesting to see once we get some of the experts in and have the conversation, what they have to say about how we can overcome the failures of those marriages and increase the numbers of success rates.
That's true. I absolutely agree. And another topic along that same line as far as relationships and families is this is a very important topic near and dear to my heart because I think we've all experienced a little bit of this at one time or another is dysfunctional family relationships because there are so many families where there's always one or two family members in the family, and I don't mean to laugh, but I was just thinking about a few personal situations, but there's always one or two family members in the family that bring the whole tribe down.
Right.
They're just toxic.
Right.
So that's another topic that I think is going to be very key and very important for a lot of our listeners, and, you know, I'm really excited about bringing in our expert to talk about that within the next couple of weeks.
Well, and it's amazing that we really don't pay a lot of attention, but most therapists and psychologists will tell you that those are the relationships that have affected you as an adult. So a lot of the things that you think and feel right now, if you haven't gone through the therapy or recognized the healing or understood what you went through, those same toxic relationships are causing you to have continual toxic relationships with other individuals because they resemble the things that went on in your family.
Exactly. Yep, that's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. So I want to back up for a minute because I wanted to make a comment about relationships, dating, finding the right mate, and some of the things that women may do and women may not do as far as being able to find Mr. Right. And two of the things that I have found in my research and my reading and my learning and my growth is that sexuality and sensuality are extremely key in helping to bring out our self-confidence and our self-esteem. And when I say that, I say it from the perspective, because I know when you say the word sexuality and sensuality, you think of sex. But sexuality and sensuality don't just necessarily focus around sex. I mean, sex, it does play a role. It's a factor. But it's also in how you present yourself, because if you see a woman walk into a room, Tony, and she's confident, she's in tune with her sexuality, and she knows who she is. She knows how to present herself without being over the top. That makes all the difference in the world. And it's not necessarily the most attractive woman in the world. It's just someone that is in tune and in touch with her sexuality. If you had a choice, Tony, with you being, you know, in the industry that you're in, I'm sure you come across a lot of females. And if you had a choice and you was doing an event and you saw a woman that was totally confident, in touch with her sexuality, walks in the room, just of average attractiveness, and then another woman that walks in the room that's just extremely gorgeous, but you can tell she's not in touch with her sexuality and she doesn't have as much confidence, Who would you be drawn to?
Well, I'll just have to speak from experience.
Confidence. Good. That's what I want.
Confidence is sexy. Confidence is sexy. Confidence is sensual. A woman, regardless of how she looks, and, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so it can be what people would consider the most visually appealing woman in the room. But as you said, if she walks in with less grace and less confidence and has an attitude that I'm less than anyone else in this room, that shows. It shows immediately and pulls down that outward beauty and gives you a sense of, well, that inward beauty is probably suspect, whereas someone who is visually not as appealing as that other woman, but she steps up, she steps out, she's speaking, she's standing, she's confident, and you can tell, that's sexy. I mean, it is. It just makes you feel like you can feel good. You want to walk up to her and go, what is it inside you that gives you that confidence that makes you just exude sexuality? So every man that I know, I mean, and there's some men that have some emotional problems who don't want those kind of women, but the kind of man that I know that want women.
Now, let me ask you, I don't mean to interrupt you, but what kind of man, yeah. You said there are some men that have those problems that wouldn't want someone like that. What kind of man wouldn't want a woman like that?
Well, you know, there are men that are challenged by a confident woman. There are men that have a problem with a woman that is confident and can speak her mind and stand up and take care of things. I was raised by a single woman. My mother was a single parent, and so that's the kind of woman I'm attracted to. My mother, you know, changed light bulbs. She cut the grass.
A single parent?
Yes. I mean, she did all those things. So I look at women as my mother was very confident, and she spoke her mind. She stood up. So that's appealing to me. Now, some men may not have that same kind of
design. So you want a woman to get back with you and tell you what to do and
No, that's not what I'm saying. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh.
What I'm saying is I want a woman that's confident in who she is. Growing up in a house full of women, as I did, three sisters and my mother, my brothers were gone. Growing up in that house full of women, the women in my life, I listened to my mom tell my sisters those things. You know, give a man the opportunity to be a man, but step up and be the kind of woman that a man wants in his life. And no man wants a stepping stool. No man wants somebody that he can put down and step on. He wants somebody that he can step up with and stand beside him. I don't want a woman that's going to walk 10 paces behind me. I want a woman that's by my side and sometimes walking in front of me because I know she has the ability to lead. I don't have a problem with a woman being a leader at times. Only reason I don't have a problem with it because my mother led my household. It doesn't challenge my manhood. It challenges some men, but it doesn't challenge mine. So that's just my personal preference. So, no, I don't want her to, you know, get with me, but I want her to be with me, and there's a distinct difference between the two.
You're absolutely correct about that. Well, I mean, it seems like you know exactly what you're looking for, so I know there is no shortage of women trying to be with you.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's a shortage or not, but I mean, I've been blessed. I mean, I've been blessed. I've got one woman in particular in my life, and that's my main focus, and I'm a spiritual man, so, and since this is our debut show, you know, I am a spiritual man, so I allowed the Lord to lead my life and lead this woman into my life, and it's made a tremendous difference in who I am and what I am.
Now, that's great. That is really great. And that's what I'm hoping we'll be able to bring to the lives of all of our listeners, because there are so many people out there. Ladies, I want to tell you that there are a lot of men out there that are looking for good women, and men there are, and vice versa. I mean, there are a lot of wonderful people that are out there, and it's just a matter of being able to understand the right tools and methods that it takes to get that done, because it can be done. So just as there are a lot of women that are dying, and men dying, to get into good relationships and find the right person, there are just as many people, if not more, trying to get help and information and knowledge and tips on how to get out of toxic relationships, and that's another topic that we're going to delve into as we go further down the path to future shows, because I have a lot of women that I've worked with in my consulting business that are in toxic, abusive relationships, and when I say abuse, I'm referring to physical abuse as well as emotional, psychological, and verbal abuse, and they can both be extremely damaging. So that's something that is very near and dear to my heart, and I want to make sure that we bring on a couple of experts to address that, because there are many ways that you can do that in a safe environment and in a safe way without feeling like your life is in danger or there are going to be negative repercussions because you felt strong enough to take a stand and get out of that situation. So that's another topic that I am really anxious to delve into. Work-life balance is another topic, Tony, that I think a lot of our listeners will probably be interested to hear, and we're going to talk a lot about that in upcoming shows, because I know we have a lot of working mothers, and you even mentioned and alluded to the fact that your mother was a single parent, and I know it was very difficult for her raising a family and trying to hold down a job and maybe even a couple of jobs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she worked 18 hours a day. 6 days a week, and
wow.
we got to see her most of the time on the weekend, and it was later in the evening, and as I got a little bit older, I understood it a lot more. As an adolescent, it was difficult to realize, but she had to put, as she said, a roof over our head, clothes on our back, and food in our mouths, and it took whatever she had to do, and she worked two jobs most of the time, most of her life. And she did that because that was her responsibility. And to this day, I do that same kind of thing, only
mm-hmm.
because she gave me a great work ethic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah, so that's a very important topic because that creates a lot of stress in our lives. And when we get to the category of health, we're also going to kind of mix it with that because that work-life balance situation can create so much stress, and then that stress falls over into health issues and depression issues, health issues being from a physical nature as well as a mental and emotional nature. So those two are going to go hand in hand. And in the not next week, but the week after, we're going to have an expert that's going to come on and talk about stress and the role it plays, the chronic unmanaged stress being an energy drainer, and it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And there are so many different opportunities for recovery and renewal to get rid of that. And we just have to learn how to pursue them or
I'm very excited that we are going to talk about this because people don't understand how stress affects so many different things in their lives.
I know, absolutely.
From the relationship
and chronic stress, if we could learn ways to relax and meditate, if we could take 2 or 3 hours out of our week, just 2 or 3 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
and make it a point to practice some type of relaxation technique or meditation or something that works for you, we would be surprised at how much of a difference that would make. It's the chronic stress that is the energy drainer and impact on our health.
Well, and the thing about it is we learned as youth, as children growing up, we heard people talking about count to 10, take a deep
mm-hmm.
breath. Those, and we didn't realize at the time when we were being told that those were actually techniques of bringing the stress level down. When you
right.
take a deep breath, when you breathe deep on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
it slows the heart rate. It causes you to calm. When you count to 10, it gives you an opportunity to rationalize. It stops that moment of madness, which stress brings on, and gives you an opportunity to take control. And those simple things, we can do those techniques. So I'm really looking forward to learning more things because each and every one of us has that going on in our lives, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's family, or whether it's just how we handle ourselves, because many of us allow stress upon ourselves. We stress about everything that we do, whether
mm-hmm.
it's getting up in the morning and not not being on time to how we dress. I mean, there's no reason for somebody to stress about what they're putting on, but people do it every day because
Absolutely.
They're so concerned about the outer instead of the inward. And fixing that inward is going to make a tremendous difference in your life.
That's right. That's right. And we'll be able to talk to an expert to teach us some of the tools. And because, like you said, there are opportunities for recovery and renewal all around us. There are many opportunities. We just need to understand what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to learn to approach life from the perspective of personal energy management. That's what she called it, personal energy management. And I'm really excited that she's going to be able to come on and talk to us about that and explain exactly what that means and be able to show us how to practice some of those methods. So I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to talk about that. So and then we're also going to have some of our upcoming shows are going to focus quite a bit on career and business. And I'm just going to take these last 20 minutes to kind of, you know, just touch on that a little bit because we talked about the health and the self, and we want to kind of talk a little bit about wealth here in a second, but I'm just going to touch on career and business, some of the topics that we're going to highlight and focus on in our upcoming shows on career and business are career planning. When I talked earlier about the reason for selecting the title of my show, Living by Design, your career and your personal life are direct results of whether or not you design your life or whether you just fall into a situation by accident. When you design your life, you can design your career and you can design your life. And all it takes is planning, that one simple word, planning. But it's so difficult because planning involves goal setting, planning involves creating a vision, planning involves creating a mission, and a lot of people don't understand how to go about doing that. They don't know how to take the first step toward doing that. A lot of times when we talk about our careers, we go to school, and we may go to college. We may or may not go to college, and sometimes we don't even have any idea what we're going to major in college. We just go because we know that's what we're supposed to do. But when we talk about planning, it's something that you have to start early. You have to know exactly what you want to do, what motivates you, what are your passions. You have got to do a self-assessment and understand what it is that is unique about you. Instead of just finding a job to pay the bills, you could do that, and you'll just float through life pretty much being miserable. Or you could find a job that aligns with your strengths, your attributes, your passions, your motivations, and you can design your career and, in turn, design your life.
When you say design your life, and we've had this discussion as we are talking here with the listener, listeners listening in, when you talk about designing your life, so many people think that walking and living life, it's just about walking through a day-to-day process and just living, and whatever comes to me is how I'm going to live my life. And you have to put thought in it, don't you?
Absolutely, you have to put thought in it. Well, you know, I'll take that back. You don't have to put thought in it. You only put thought in it if you want to have a fulfilled, abundant life. So if you want to just float through life and take whatever comes, then that's your choice. Everything is all about choice. If you want to plan your life and design your life around your skills, your attributes, and what motivates you, what your passions are, oh, my God, it makes all the difference in the world. I do a seminar that's called Living Your Life by Design, Not by Accident. And in the seminar, I talk about two different career strategy planning types. You can either create a resume and put it out into one of those job search engines, monster.com or whatever, but there are consequences to that. And the consequences are you don't really have a choice in who's going to call you. Well, you may not even get a call, but you don't have a choice in who you may get a call from. You may get a call from a company that you can't stand.
You may
get a call from a company that's a vice company that you would prefer not to work for, a company that makes cigarettes.
You're right, and if I can just elaborate on that happened to me. I was I've got a sales background as well as a broadcasting. I've got a marketing, promotion, and sales background also. And what's so amazing is I put my stuff out there, and it was out there in the web, and it was on the internet. And all of a sudden, I got all these interesting emails of job opportunities in areas that I had no interest in.
Mm-hmm.
It was what they wanted to decide that they wanted me to do, and it wasn't anything I wanted to do. So you're absolutely right with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, that's so true. Because I have worked with so many people in my consulting business that they come to me and they say, oh, I hate my job, I'm miserable. And then when I start questioning them about, well, how did you come about to be in that job? Well, I don't know. I mean, I posted my resume out on the monster.com, and I got some hits, and I found someone that wanted to interview me, so I took the job. I needed to pay the bills. Well, if that's the reason you're going to take the job, then you have to understand the consequences that you may also get as a result of that. Every choice you make has consequences. So further down the road, if you don't really like the company or if you don't really like the work you're doing, eventually it's going to take its toll on you and you're not going to be happy and you're going to end up job hopping and moving to a different company for a different reason. So you might as well plan up front, and I just want to make sure that we cover that in a future show to understand how that works. And also that goes along with that is networking and being able to negotiate, and there's a lot of pieces that go along to the career and job planning category, and I want to make sure that we give our listeners a good taste of that. And then the last category that we're going to cover in some upcoming shows is the category of wealth. And when I say wealth, it means just what you think it means. Every single one of us has the potential to be a millionaire. Once again, it's our choice. It's how you plan. It's how you choose to live your life and how you choose to manage your money. Financial planning, retirement planning, investing, corporate savings programs. There are so many different things you could take advantage of that you can make your money work for you. IRAs, Roth accounts. We're going to talk about some ways and tips and methods to improve your credit. I know a lot of people would love to hear that. Some tips for being able to send your children to college, starting a new business. So we're going to cover all of those topics under our wealth category. And I think we have a very, very, very exciting lineup over the next few weeks. And we're going to be bringing in people that have bestseller books. We're going to be bringing in experts. We're going to be bringing in a lot of people that are going to be able to shed a lot of light on a lot of these topics. So I'm really excited about that, Tony.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, it's particularly the wealth aspect of it, because with the economy the way that it is right now and the way that people are really having to sacrifice food for gas or
that is so
food
true.
Food for prescriptions or any of those kinds of things, even the simplest technique or saving here or putting it there will give people an opportunity to find a way to save money even in this economy.
Absolutely.
And I know the one conversation that you hear most experts talk about is you have to pay yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really looking forward to hearing our experts come in and really delve into how, even in this economy, even those folks, and definitely everyone needs to tell everyone they know that is in the sound of our voices, they need to tell everyone to listen in and to tune in on those shows, because the bottom line is you may think that you don't make enough money to save, but if you're not saving, you will never make enough money, and you'll
Absolutely.
Never have the wealth that you deserve. So that's truly something that we need to work on.
Absolutely. Yeah, pay yourself first. That's very key. I'm glad you said that, because every single wealth expert that you will talk to, every book that you will ever read, they always tell you to do that. And I know a lot of people may not understand what that means, but if you're in a job that has a 401k, if you're in a job that has an employee stock option purchase plan, you've got to take advantage of those types of opportunities, because that's how you pay yourself first. I know everybody would love to have multiple streams of income, and that's great. Eventually, you will get to that one day with proper planning. But in the meantime, always, always take advantage of 401k programs, stock investment programs. I always call the 401k programs free money. That's what I think it is. I think it's free money.
Why do you call it free money?
Well, I think it's free money. The reason I say that is because if you set aside a certain percentage of your salary for that 401k savings plan, the company matches it. The company gives you money. They pay you to save your money. I mean, you can't beat that. That's the only way you're going to really get that money from your company is if you set aside your own funds and you're saving your own funds. You're saving your funds, and they're matching the funds that you save.
Well, and I know in some cases
so in essence, that's free money.
Yeah, and I know in some cases some companies give you an opportunity to be in their 401k plan, but they don't have a matching plan, but they give you an opportunity to protect your money. Is that something good that you would do also?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely,
okay.
Yes. And the reason I say that is because even if your company doesn't offer the matching program, it's still a good idea to take your money and shelter it as much as possible. You want to have every tax advantage that you possibly can to avoid paying Uncle Sam.
Right.
I mean, Uncle Sam gets he gets his share, trust me. So if you can shelter money and they don't match it, okay, well, you know, that you just happen to work for a company that doesn't, that's okay. But you can still be able to protect that money from being taxed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still an advantage, and that's still a savings for you. So I would say absolutely go that route. So, yeah, we'll be talking about, I know a lot of people may not understand what types of saving programs to get involved in besides the 401k with the retirement planning and the Roth and IRA accounts. So, and especially the credit improvement tips. I know there's a tremendous amount of people that are chomping at the bit to want to get some information about that. I've received a lot of emails about that topic. So we're going to be delving into that as well. And, I that's pretty much the categories that we're always going to be talking about, whether it's self, health, wealth, and then the career and business. So I am really, really, really looking forward to these next few weeks, Tony, and I am so glad that you're going to be able to join us. I think this is fabulous.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited. I mean, I've had, as you know, a lot of broadcast experience. I've done talk shows, from sports talk shows to television shows. This venue for me, this opportunity for me, is something that I'm very excited about because technology is a part of this show.
Absolutely.
People are listening on the internet. That is the new genre when it comes to having discussions, and that's what this is all about. And folks can come home or be in their offices or whatever their resources are and be a part of the discussion. And I agree with you. I agree with what you said earlier. It really takes an entire village to heal and fix and change things. One individual doing one thing is great, but a group of individuals doing that same thing is going to make a tremendous difference. And I'm so excited that this show will give us that opportunity.
That's right. This is an absolutely fabulous forum because typical radio, just geographical radio in a regional area, is great. It's good, but it only reaches a certain group of people. But this forum is an outstanding platform to reach millions across the world.
Right.
So I am really pleased to be able to use this forum and use this platform and use your knowledge and your experience, Tony, being in broadcast for so long, to bring these topics to the forefront and help our listeners lead better, more abundantly filled lives. So I am really looking forward to this. And next week I am going to bring on a young lady by the name of Marla Martinson, and she's going to talk about her book, which is entitled Excuse Me, Your Soulmate is Waiting, and it's a bestseller. And I will also have her give information about her website and how you can purchase the book if you're interested in doing that. And then the week after that, we're going to talk to Tanya Mitchell Peel, and she's going to be talking about our health issues and our stress levels and some of the techniques that will be able to help us manage our stress and get on track with that. So look for us here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to be able to help you get through your hump day and give you as much information as possible that can enhance your lives. And I always like to leave my listeners with a quote. I am really big on quotes. I think quotes are excellent. I think quotes are something that everybody should always keep a journal for and should always be able to look back on to motivate themselves and keep you built, keep your spirit and your emotional self built. And a few of the quotes I'd like to share with us tonight in just, you know, the last few minutes of our show is, and some of these I came across in some of the books I've read, and actually some of these I created myself, but years teach us more than books. And I really like that one because I have been in so many situations that have been a lot more impactful for me than all the books that I've read. So I really like that one. And this one's by Albert Einstein, and I love it too. It's about being proactive versus being reactive. And Albert Einstein said that intellectuals solve problems. Geniuses prevent them.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to go to college to be a genius. You just have to, know how to be able to learn from your experiences and
right.
prevent it from happening the next time. And then this one, which of these three type of people are you? Someone who makes things happen, watches things happen, or someone who constantly says, what happened? So yes, I think those are really great. And, you know, again, I'm really thrilled that we're going to be able to make such a big difference. And this is just such a big passion of mine. Oh, my God, this is such a passion of mine to be able to do this. And, you know, I have a few seminars and workshops that are going to be coming up. And in the summer, we're going to be doing a women's retreat. And if you go to my website, I've got a lot of information about that, and I'm going to be sending that out in my newsletters over the next few weeks. And, again, I want to go ahead and announce my my website address for if you want to email me and make a comment or tell your stories or share your information, your experiences. I would absolutely love to hear from you. And that website address, again, is www.chollowayhill.com. And you can email me at Kathy, with a C, C-A-T-H-Y, at chollowayhill.com. You can also reach out to Tony as well through my website. So we would love to hear from you all, and we are approaching our final 60 seconds. And I really want to thank you, Tony, for being able to join us here today. And I know I've said it several times, but I am just so excited. So excited to be able to have the opportunity for you to be here. So thank you, listeners, for joining us this evening, and I am very much looking forward to you joining us again next week when we will have Marla Martinson on to talk to us about her dating service and her book. And I am going to sign off for now. This is Kathy Holloway Hill.
And I'm Jonah Vermont.
And we'll see you here next week, same time, on Blog Talk Radio. Good night.